John chapter 19. Often, we endure trials seeking God's deliverance from them. Suffering is painful for us to endure, or to see those we love to endure. While our instinct is to flee trials, remember that even in the midst of suffering, God's will is being done. No one is oblivious or immune to pain and sadness, yet we do not all suffer in the same way or with the same intensity. The nights and days become endless when we are suffering physical pain, loneliness, the agony of rejection, or abuse. We cry out to God for relief and do everything in our power to be delivered from the situation. Not so Jesus, who faced the cross, and though he hesitated, he set his face as a most hard rock, experiencing rejection, mockery, scourging, and the nails of the cross. The description of the crucifixion is extremely brief, but the pain and wounds are deep. I often look up the cross as the human instrument of our Savior's execution. Today, I prefer to look at Jesus, who died on the cross for me. On Calvary, there was a cross raised, and my Christ lay on it to save me. He was the Son of God who shamefully suffered to save this lost world. They knew the cross was an emblem of sorrow, but those who nailed Christ did not know that there he gained full glory, as he was saving this lost world. Others can worship the cross of my Christ, but I adore Christ who saved me. And although I value the cross, only my song is Christ saves lost souls. Jesus on the cross is my motto. Jesus on the cross saved me. Although there are others who worship the cross of Jesus, I worship Jesus who died on the cross.